express yourself. Hello, hello, good morning, everyone. Welcome to Talkline. This is another edition of Talkline for the YK Delta and beyond.
Yes.
I'm Diane McGachran. And
I'm Peter Atcha. Good morning.
Good morning. And this is a show where you can call in, express your points of view. They can come from a wide range of opinions on things or just something you'd like to share about what you notice around town or around your community. That's okay, too. And we have our first caller, as usual, Mr. John Nick. Good morning, John. Welcome to Talkline.
Morning, everyone. Who's all over there? You and Peter both?
Me and Peter.
Oh, hey, good. You guys are good hosts there.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Thank you.
Nice weather up there, finally. We're getting everything getting green. Huh?
Here we go. Yep.
And smells. Hopefully everybody got their bats. We were wondering where they were. A lot of impatient people like I was, I guess. And I want to thank everyone who brought us from over. It was really good, you know. Had a couple of days of cooked with seal oil, and the next one we fried them. They're both delicious.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, when you guys are boating today, please be careful and wear your life jacket. And if you're going out hunting and stuff like that, let the people know when you'll be home, and hopefully you get two boats, one to watch over you and another one for just hunt with, you know, company. Because things happen in a hurry.
Oh, going together, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, everyone have a good, safe weekend. Please don't drink and drive. Oh, I was wondering also, I was kind of concerned about the hospital.
Uh-huh.
Their cafeteria been closed, and I've been wondering how the heck they've been eating.
I think they have a takeout window.
Oh.
They have something else. And I think they are preparing food, but there's renovations going on, so I think it's in the kitchen,
I guess. Mm-hmm. And they should let the public know, all the villages, too.
Yeah.
Besides just holding it themselves, they should announce it on the radio.
So oh, that's a good idea.
People know that when they're coming over, they should bring some, a little bit of food or whatever. Mm-hmm. I was thinking, oh, boy, they're getting from the restaurants. Are they getting food from Anchorage?
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm concerned about the patients, all the people who eat up there, you know.
Yeah.
You got to have good nutrition.
True.
For health and just to make it through the day. Okay, everyone, thank you very much for giving me time. And please don't drink and drive. Watch out for pedestrians. And you all have a safe weekend.
You too.
Kuyana, John.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. So we'll go ahead and give out the numbers and the email address that you can write us to. Our numbers are 543-5985, 543-2756. And you can also dial from anywhere in the United States, or North America maybe, 800-995-8954. You can email us at radio@kyuk.org. And we will look up your email and we'll read it on air. You may be anonymous for both your calls and your emails. And yeah. So you got your smelt quota.
Yes. what I needed, you know, and also a bit to share with family and friends. So yes, yeah, it was fun to get out and to see.
Did you get what you needed like in one trip? Or did you have to go out a few times?
One trip in about 10 minutes time.
Oh, you hit them right. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it was, I mean, they were, I don't know if we happened to hit the right place at the right time, you know, but we, every time we dipped the dip net in, you know, there was something in there. And sometimes there would be a whole lot of them, like, I don't know, 20 at
a
time.
Wow. That's exciting. That's really nice. So how do you like yours prepared?
I like mine just deep fried, you know, with, you know, we've been trying to go, how's a healthier way, you know, so we're trying olive oil.
That's a good, yeah. Coconut oil is good, too.
I haven't tried coconut oil, you know, but olive oil seems, it tasted good.
Yeah.
So, yes, yeah, there. It's always good to see that first run of fish coming up, you know, which are the smelts usually, and then of course, you know, The river, you know, has got a lot of fish in it. We've set a little whitefish net out, and we've been getting like whitefish, chiefish, pike, and lustfish, 4-inch net. And it's just been every night, you know, we check it, and every day we check it, and there's something in there every day. So there's a lot of sticks and dirt, so we got to take time to clean them out, mm-hmm. you know, but it's been catching.
Nice. So, okay, I think we're going to get, Julia, were you going to put up some Alaska Territorial Guard Memorial Park information?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know we had a caller.
Oh.
I thought she was going
to.
So she just wrote it up there,
too.
The park. Okay. Sorry. Good morning, great. Caller. Welcome to Talk Line. Go ahead and talk with us about the Memorial Park.
Yes, how are you? Thank you. Is Memorial Day and things coming up, and Memorial Day service this year is going to be held out at the new Memorial Park Cemetery site by the airport there, and that service is going to be at 2 o'clock.
On Monday?
On Monday. Mm-hmm. And at 12:30 at the VFW Club, we've arranged for bus service to and from the park.
Wow.
For the people in the community that like to attend the service and things. And after the service is done and things, we're going to be having hot dogs down at our post home here in town for the community and things at the VFW. And one thing to notice about going out to the Memorial Park, you can look and see the trees now.
Mm.
The little baby trees, there's some out there that are almost 10 feet high.
Wow.
And the main reason why that park has done so well, we've had wonderful volunteers from the community and outside of the community helping us make this successful. I was out there the other day, and it's amazing how nice and clean the park is and things. And when people are out there working and stuff, is some of the planter boxes out there have annuals planted in them and perennials planted in them and trees planted in them. So be careful when you're out there cleaning up and helping us out and things, not to get in to pull up things that are going to turn into flowers and things later. And also at the park out there is we have fertilizer and lime, and just as soon as the weather gets more conducive to gardening and warms up a bit, is we're going to start doing some work and things out there. But I wanted to get and pass on about the Memorial Day service there in the park. And we appreciate all the community volunteers for helping out.
Okay, thank
yes.
you very much.
Okay, and thank you.
All right, bye-bye. Yeah, that'll be a nice place to be on Monday. And so, everyone, mm-hmm. that's at 12:30 at the VFW, there'll be bus service that will take people to the park. At 2 p.m., there'll be a service at the Veterans Memorial Park. And, so I hope it's a really nice day and mm-hmm. nice place to go visit.
Okay. And then he mentioned there'll be hot dogs after that event, probably at the VFW.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people looking forward to that. You know, I know that people have, I didn't realize, you know, until we put my family away that there was a whole lot of people up there already that have been laid to rest in that park.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So they... There's a lot of people.
Yep. Yeah, and it's really well done, and whenever I have a visitor from out of town, I take them over there, and we go and look at the memorial and the different boxes, because there's some communities in those boxes that don't exist anymore. There's some of the representative boxes representing the communities where men and women came from, and so it's kind of interesting to look at the names and.
Mm.
Yeah, so nice.
Yes.
Okay, we have an anonymous caller. Good morning, anonymous. Welcome to Talk Line.
Good morning. I just want to say, it seemed mm-hmm. like it got peaceful on First Road Housing.
Oh.
No more traffic.
Oh.
Oh, it's so beautiful to drive by.
Oh.
That's all. Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, I was wondering when someone was going to pop in with the big decision that got made. So the what is it? The protest of the city's protest of renewing AC Liquor Store's license was upheld by the Alaska Beverage Control Board. So now that doesn't mean that's the end. If someone else has a license, they could continue selling. This was to protest the renewal of their license, so that wasn't to remove licenses altogether. That, I think, is up for vote in the fall. In October, that'll be on the ballot. Also on the ballot will be whether to go local option, which gives the city the option to have its own liquor store, which could have a few more controls on it than a public liquor store, a private liquor store. Okay, we have Willie. Good morning, Willie. Welcome to Talk Line.
Good morning. You mind that?
You're on the show.
Yes, you're loud and clear. Which?
Okay, good morning, you guys. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Yeah. That last talk show, it just dawned on me that I kind of pitched in on that mitt size they're trying to give us, you know, the smallness. Can you picture that? If they let us use small mess from here on up like that, Henry Guy from Thunder said that if we all use that small mess up and down the river, we're going to block the king salmons. Now, back in then, my growing days, we used to have 8 1/4, and there was a lot of escapements, the only big ones, males. Now, with the small size they were trying to put up, we could have an escapement, and they couldn't cry about the fish then. You know, that's it's just dawned on me, you know, if we use smaller mess up and down the river, man, we surely going to block the kings, you know. Because we don't catch no more big king salmon like we used to because of the small mess we use. I still have a 8 1/4 nylon mess my dad used to use. Man, we used to catch nothing but big ones. And like I say, we used to have a lot of escape and stuff with them. And then they used to have a lot of fish. And another reminder, I wish they would hear these out. Like, I have a fish camp up below Greek Up River, north of a slough, and my grandkids sometimes, they all pile up, and just it's a hot spot for my grandkids for the swimming activities. And boat riders, they don't slow down. They can come in like they're pushing the water out of the slough, and they even you wave at them and tend to slow down. They don't pay no attention. Some of these guys, I wish they would learn to slow down for the safety of other people, you know. That. But anyway, anyone knows more about Smeltzer?
I don't know. We were guessing.
They're not here anymore, so.
We were guessing maybe they're up
they've
in.
They motored on.
Maybe they're around Akiak now, but if we could hear from somebody from Akiak or from Tuluksak, maybe they're getting close to Tuluksak.
I've been calling yesterday. Tuluksak area was calling last night. They should be on Akiak maybe today.
Yeah, maybe on Akiak.
When the water's kind of low, they're pretty fast. Yeah. Well, anyway, I wish fishing game would consider that. You know, it would be. We would have a lot of medium and small escapements, you know, instead of catching.
Yes, well, do you know what size, mess size they're limiting?
I think they're going to give us 4 to 6.
Yeah, I know. It would be nice to hear from Fish and Game, though.
And they cry about not enough escapements. If we use a bigger mess, then we can have one escape to go fish biting up there, which we don't seem to have anymore here. Problem in the summer, we get this fish problem now that we switched the smaller size from 8 1/4 some time ago. And Yeah, we should really seriously consider that. You know, we'd have a lot of escapists, that's for sure. Mm. Well, anyway.
Yes.
Hope we have a good summer on some with everybody.
Yeah, eh? Make it good, Wish. Yeah, we can try our best. Yeah, just
yes.
Make it
that's
good.
That's okay. You guys have a...
Okay.
When you first try a salmon there, let me know and think about me when you eat that delicious salmon.
Mm.
Okay, Pete.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for your call.
Thank you.
It would be nice to hear from Fish and Game and give us all the particulars about the mess size and where can we and not fish and what's their projected closures and all that. So
that's
yes.
good. Yeah. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We have an anonymous caller again. Good morning, anonymous. Welcome to Talkline.
Good morning. Is that me?
That's you.
Hi, mm-hmm. Good morning.
Good morning.
This is a nice Friday, but anyway, this is a talk show, and you can speak anything in your mind, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay, here I go again with Chalista filing a lawsuit. That is, you know what, that is the most lowest thing they are doing, because most of us in our religion, filing a lawsuit is to make allegations. It could be true or false allegations. And this lawsuit is like taking money for money. And what do they get out of lawsuit? Satisfaction?
Hmm.
Their mind is all set up. And they have to do this to Mr. Wayne Don, who is a respectful person. And everybody, most all the shareholders are like, what is Chalista doing, you know?
Mm.
Why would they have to go so low to file suit against such a respectful guy, you know?
Mm.
These guys who have served for our country are very loyal, very loyal. And they don't lie. But I have something to say per Chalista Board of Directors right now, the majority right now from Chalista are from Unit 4. And my biggest concern is that the director for Unit 7, which is Lower Coast, like Quiconque Tund, this person who is serving our unit right now, lives in Napaskiak most of his half-time. And I hear he's just a majority voter for them. And most of these directors are living in Napaskiak. You know, there's how many of them? And most of the directors are from Unit 4. And they're just getting so treacherous. They're just lying so much. Way back, I brought in a letter of... complaint against one of their newly board members back then in 2013. And because they got a majority of my complaint with a big envelope addressed to each, there was 12 envelopes inside a package. And they started lying. While in the process of handling that package, they started lying, the chairman. And those guys started lying when and where the package was delivered. I was over there in that trip because I had three board members can vote for that, because there's just only three of them. They have the majority. They're going to discard that anyway. And they ended up with she say, he say with my complaint. But the process of handling was became a big problem because I had a lawyer that was helping me with a letter, you know. And that lawyer happened to find out the contents of my complaint. So he told me that he couldn't help me anymore because that complaint person that I was complaining about in that letter was his client 40-plus years ago, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And he became an ethics chairman right after. And when they got a majority... I just want to make it really short right now. I don't want to go too many details, but the same majority of people, when they got the majority back in 2013, they mindlessly tried to start regional government. what the heck, you know? They were so sure that it was going to happen, but it didn't happen. So my question was on the CVRFC and Telestar back then in 2013, they made a travel to Seattle. And my concern would be like, how much money did they spend, CVRF and Telestar, to discuss trying to form regional government back then when they thought they could, you know, start it. But they spent, I know they spent a lot of money, probably $250,000 altogether, spending our shareholders' money for nothing, you know? Hmm. That's what I'm talking about. And Unit 7, we need to change our, you know, what I'm thinking is, doesn't this representative supposed to be residing in our area instead of he's residing in the Muskeg half of his lifetime, and he's trying to represent us, but he's not speaking nothing. He doesn't speak nothing. He just votes with him. Okay, so, better stop.
Yeah. You got your 5 minutes, so.
Okay.
Thank you very much. You're welcome. Yeah. All right. So just a reminder, everyone, I do have my little stopwatch here. Sometimes people do go over a little bit, so I'm not going to, like, be a monster about it. But to let you know that 5 minutes is generally what we're shooting for here. Mm-hmm. So John Nick is back on talk line for round two. Good morning, John.
Hi. I'd like to answer that lady's question.
Sure.
Please. You know, the reason that's going on is nepotism. We have them right now where we're stuck on the premises of voting for one person representing that unit, and then it causes all kind of friction, causes nepotism, causes friendship look system, and they go by that. What they need to do is change the boarding procedure for board members to run at large, meaning anyone can run for any district. Maybe something will be done about that, and then we can move forward. Instead of being stuck on the same old people year after year after year after year.
Mm-hmm.
That's a bunch of, I must, anyway, it shouldn't be that way. That's how come we have this nepotism. And they talk about the terms. When they're reelected, what, they get another term? I don't understand that dumb facade, that the procedure that they put out.
Mm.
That needs to be changed so everyone can make a difference within their own unit instead of being on an elect system and a cousin system. Everybody gets burnt out of that. People who are potential leaders, no, they want the person who's my elect. He's my buddy. He's on my payroll. That kind of an attitude needs to be diminished. Thank you. Bye.
Oh. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm not a Chalista shareholder, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of stay out of those kind of politics because I don't really understand all the stuff that goes on. But I guess this recent upheaval with Chalista is kind of a big deal. And, you don't have to say anything.
Yeah.
You don't have to say anything.
I
just noticed that.
There's
a lot going on with that.
Yeah.
So, remember, on Monday, we have a memorial service is happening at the Alaska Territorial Guard Memorial Park at 2 p.m. There's buses from VFW at 12:30 that will shuttle people to the park if you need a ride. We have a caller, Nick. Good morning, Nick. Welcome to Talk Line.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Nick.
You know, I don't like to end up complaining about any people that's helping out people, but it is a little getting out of hand with what I've seen with my own eyes in Anchorage, and I don't know if this really goes on in Bethel, but or you know, any other places. I went in. I had a medical reason, and my son was with me, and when we got done in the hospital, went back to a room in a hotel, and there was a Anchorage police there at the hotel, and you know, we're just minding our own business. Had a cup of, when both of us had coffee cups in our hands, walking into the hotel, and the Anchorage police comes running out and yelling, like the top of his lungs, at my son, "Get your coffee cup off of my car!" And My son didn't even lay, I mean, put his cup down on the car, and he started saying something to the cop, and I just looked at him and I said, no, come on, cool. You know, there's no other reason for them to end up stopping us, and we did not do anything wrong. So I just told my son, come on, let's go. And what I've seen with looking at that was for them to have a reason to end up picking us up.
Hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
You know, even if we end up arguing with the law or end up saying something with the law, they're going to have a reason to end up putting us in jail.
Mm-hmm.
So
I'm sorry you had that experience.
Mm-hmm.
And that, you know, it goes within the whole state should end up. I know the state of Alaska is, or the cops are being protected by the state, but looking at how many of these workers, through the officers, doctors, you name it, how many of them are coming from that's not originally from Alaska? How are us people in Alaska going to be treated at the end?
Mm.
We're just like the lowest people that's originally from Alaska.
Mm.
You know, it's we're getting overrun and ruled, and we have to listen to what these people are coming from downstate are saying. It's being, I see it even in my village,
mm-hmm.
where somebody just new comes in and end up in the council right away.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
I say to people that here, so dumb. You know,
uh-huh.
we don't even know all these people, and we're voting for them. Just like within, but hearing it from Chilista. You know, if we, the people, have the right to end up having our own votes, and instead of having the board vote for us, you know, we see differences with a lot of other things.
Okay.
Okay.
Wow. Well, I really appreciate your call, Nick,
yes.
and I think you're bringing out, I mean, I think there's something that happens that you're describing really well about people who have been here and those who come for short amounts of time but seem to do a lot while they're here. That can sometimes can be harmful. So
okay.
I'm sorry you and your son had that experience with the police in Anchorage.
Mm. I've been holding it in and I've been boiled up and I had to let it out.
Good.
Well, that's good. Yeah, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
When you let out, don't.
And you know, anybody else who's got that experience with an officer, it's sometimes best just to keep your mouth shut and walk away.
Okay. Good advice.
You may be right about that, but you know, there's reasons for officers to arrest people, but they shouldn't be arresting people for the wrong reasons.
Okay.
Yes.
Well,
very
thank
good
you,
advice, Nick.
Nick. All right. Have
thank
a good day.
You.
Yes.
All right. Bye.
Okay. Nick is from Choakalik in upstream.
Yeah. I'm glad you said it, because
yeah.
I have a hard time with that name. Okay, well, so first, now I want to welcome, there's more than I thought, but there appears to be visitors from down yonder.
Wow.
Fordham University. Now, is there someone here who wants to say why you're here? And there, you can get on that microphone here, this headset, and you can tell us what you're doing, where you're going, who are you, how long have you been, all of it, just go. No, it won't be that long, but. All right, see if you can you hear me talking on the?
I can.
You can? And you have to go into that microphone?
Yeah, not too close, but, you know, this far maybe.
Okay, is this good?
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah,
a little bit closer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're part of Fordham's Global Outreach Group.
And where is Fordham?
Fordham University is in Bronx, New York City.
Holy cow, look where you guys have come from.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
A few plane rides to get here, but all good.
Uh-huh.
It's so much fun. So it's a group of 12 people, 11 students, one chaperone. And so this is a cultural immersion project. So we're coming here just to learn about the Yupik people, Bethel itself, and just to meet everyone. Susan Murphy at the Catholic Church is hosting us.
Okay.
Wow.
And we've been traveling, just visiting different agencies. We've been on the river. We've gone on a nature walk.
Oh, my gosh. Where are you guys staying while you're here?
The Catholic Church.
Oh, wow. Okay. And yeah. How long are you here for?
We got here Monday, and we're leaving Wednesday, so about 10 days.
Wow. What else have you got planned?
So we're going
Did you go smelting?
We did go smelting.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh, everyone, their faces are lighting up with the smelt. Okay, yes. Because they come and go. They're gone now. I mean, you have to be there on time.
People were saying we're going to be late last night.
Yeah.
And we were lucky enough to catch some. So
oh, my gosh.
That was really cool. Yeah, so everyone was very helpful because we don't know how to smelt. This was our first time. So we actually had our nets not long enough, and people came over and helped us. And they were like, you
That's
have to
good.
Extend the nets. Come
yeah.
on.
Yeah.
And we caught a lot more fish that way.
Sure.
And so then Susan taught us how to prepare the fish, and we made it for dinner last night.
Okay, did you have some fried smelts?
We did.
Yes,
we
okay. Nod, head nods. They enjoyed that. Good. Now, what are you going to do this weekend?
So this weekend, we're going to be cleaning up the cemetery tomorrow.
Okay.
We're going to clean it up for Memorial Day.
Nice. Thank
and
you.
And then Sunday, we're going to fish camp.
Oh, who's fish camp?
Stan.
Stan. Oh, Stan.
Yeah.
Stan. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, you know, Stan's the one. If you go around town, have you seen the black wooden silhouettes?
Yeah.
There'll be a bit. That's Stan.
Stan makes those?
Yes. Yeah. So ask him about those.
Oh,
yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. There's lots. They just pop up, and you don't know when he's going to do it, but there they are. Yeah.
Wow, that's really cool.
Yeah. So that's good. Okay. And then so you're going to do that, and then you leave on Wednesday?
We leave Wednesday, like midday, noon, I think. We're taking the
Now,
new
do you like the that it's daylight so long?
Yes.
Yeah.
You know what's really cool to do, and I don't know if you got a ride for this, but it's really cool, like, go out, like, about 10:30 at night and have them take you out to, like, old BIA so you can go walk out onto the tundra.
Oh,
and the lighting is really, if it's a nice, you know, clear night, to be out when it's sunshine at 10 at night or 10:30, the lighting is really cool, the plants on the ground. The first flower that blooms on the tundra is blooming, the woolly lousewort. And which is a very pretty pink flower, and so try to get out for a little midnight
definitely
stroll. It's very nice. Okay,
yeah, we're having trouble figuring out what time it is just because like at 10 o'clock everybody's still going strong.
I know.
It's just
you start
effect.
Like vacuuming your house and doing all kinds of stuff, and you go, wait a minute, it's midnight. I really do have to sleep at some point. But so okay, well I'm glad you guys are having such a good time here.
Very
that's
good.
Yeah.
Thank
wonderful.
You for having us. Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. Good. And all what's right. your name?
Chris.
Are you the chaperone?
I'm the leader.
Oh, you're the leader.
Sarah over there.
Oh,
is
there's
our chaperone.
The chaperone. Okay.
And then we got
lady.
Craig over there.
Oh, okay,
Brendan,
Craig.
Annie, Desi, Brian, Katie, Emma, Abby, Caitlin, and Maddie.
Oh, okay. Good. Wow. Well, nice to meet you guys. Well, you know, we have a little backup of callers. This is a Friday talk show where everyone throughout the and any of you could take our number, and next Friday you can call in and tell us more about your visit if you'd like, because we do have sometimes people call from the lower 48. But anyway, I hope you guys have a wonderful time. Thank you for sharing what you're doing, and now people will know why there's a pack of people, young people, because I saw a pack of you, and I thought, oh, I wonder who those people are. So now we know.
Yeah.
That's our curiosity
right.
taken care of. So thank you.
Thank you for having
much.
Us.
All right.
Take it easy. Bye, everybody.
All right.
Hey.
Bye.
Good.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's really nice.
Visitors, yeah.
Yeah, visitors.
So.
They're having an immersion experience.
All
YK
right.
Delta.
Yes.
Thank you, Katie, for bringing them in.
Yeah, I think
okay, so we have a couple of callers. Thank you for waiting. Ella from Bethel. Good morning, Ella. Welcome to Talkline. Did we lose Ella?
Hello?
Hi, Ella.
No, it's Stella.
Stella. I'm sorry. It was it was typed on the board.
Hi,
Diane. Hi.
Hi, Peter.
Hi,
good morning.
Stella.
Stella.
Good morning.
All right.
Oh, my gosh. It's so relieved. It's so happy. Oh, my gosh. I'm just so glad they shut it down. It's more quiet. I talked to one of those workers at AC Deli, and they said no drunks at the boardwalk.
Oh.
No drunks by the BNC complex where they always hang around. Or And it's just so quiet. Even the hospital at security, they're just so happy, no more drunks.
Yeah, and I'm really, you know, this took organizing and people expressing themselves, going to the meetings, showing up, And keeping track of, like, when was the alcohol control board going to be in town, what time, where do I go? And people did it, and it made a difference. So, mm-hmm. And yes. Now you get to see some of the benefits
yeah.
of changing
that. I didn't go to it because I wanted to go to it, but I had to go to my youngest son's graduation,
sure.
His sixth grade graduating. It was really nice. They had
cutlets
over there. And so later on when I heard that good news, I was like, yay. And so I'm glad they shut it down that Tuesday night. And also I heard this, that in October they're going to try vote again for the liquor store.
Yes, there'll be stuff on the ballot.
No, but I hopefully know, because 2 years is too long enough. It's enough, because too many lives has been taken due to alcohol and too much domestic violence and people drunk driving.
Mm.
Also, people were buying for minors,
mm-hmm.
and it's not good. So hopefully there's not going to be no other liquor store to be open no more. I know Phillies is available, but I mean, they only serve like beer and wine. But
and so. It's controlled. You're only supposed to have two drinks. And there isn't the same issue of people hanging out and walking, you know, where kids are and all that stuff. It changed.
Now all the parents are all the parents are. I know there's a lot of people are just so happy, and
mm-hmm.
so now people could go walk around and don't have to see drunk people everywhere.
Yeah.
And,
okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
I don't know if this is true, but hopefully it's not, because now I heard they're saying people's going to be ordering with, you know, Ace Cargo, and but hopefully it's not true, because now they're saying something about bootleggers, and it's so annoying. And
I got
so mad, not mad, but
kind of mad.
A
little bit.
Anyways, I was like,
when
I was talking to one of my cousins, and she's like, since the liquor store is closed, are you going to be ordering alcohol and bootleg? And I said this to her. I was like, you know what? I'm done with alcohol, seriously. I told her I'm not going to go touch alcohol or go near it, never ever. So I told her this 2 years ago. I made my promise to my above Paul Jenkins that passed away 2 years ago. So I was like, I'm keeping my promise, and that's when he passed away. So I know he's looking down at me, and I'm keeping my promise to him. So I'm not going to break that promise.
Good.
But I thank the Lord that I'm still sober and being with my kids and my grandkids and my husband too. But yeah, I'm just so relieved that it's quiet. If you go around Bethel and you notice it's quiet everywhere, people that were drinking, now they're walking around sober. Some people are not happy that the liquor store is closed.
Well, it's not just because they didn't get their license a second time. That isn't going to stop some of the issues that we have with alcoholism in town.
Mm-hmm.
We're still going to see signs of it. But for now, people did
mm-hmm.
mobilize, and
yes.
they got a change that they wanted, and that's great. So
yep.
thank you for calling, Stella.
Okay, you too. Have a good weekend, and have a good morning.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, you too.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay.
Thanks
bye.
For calling.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So next we have Renee and Laura. Thank you for waiting, Renee
good
and
morning.
Laura. Good morning.
Good
morning.
Morning.
Oh, so now you guys are doing it kind of a doubler.
We're
yeah.
a tag team.
Okay.
Yeah, tag team.
Okay, good.
We're going to talk about some upcoming events that, you know, it's summertime, so that means summer camp.
Yeah, yeah.
So the camps that that we're doing at the Cultural Center and at KUC. First off, we want to say that June 4th through 8th and June 9th through the 13th are the two art camps over at the Cultural Center. And those are going to be taught this year by Aaron Arno and Katie Wilkins. And we're going to be doing dumpsters again. We're going to be doing printmaking. And we're going to make, of course, clay. And we're going to do some painting and drawing and silhouette cutting out by different artists. And at the same time, that's in the morning.
No, wait now. Okay, hang on. What is silhouette cutting?
Cutting out paper in silhouettes.
And doing what with them?
Well, you glue, it's think pop art. So you're having bright colors with...
are the silhouettes glued to something?
Yeah, on paper. They're paper, so they're glued, they're layered, and they're going to make a kind of like a three-dimensional pop of either a word or a action.
Are they going to put on the dumpsters?
No. The dumpsters are focusing on self-portraits in the Picasso style.
Of course.
Those
okay.
are going to be fun to see.
Which
Those
is,
are
that's
be,
perfect on a dumpster.
Yes, they're
Picasso.
Going to be great. Yeah, Picasso style self-portraits or portraits of people. So you're going to see a lot of unusual to some people faces.
Now I'm trying to understand the silhouette. So is this life size? Is it something that stands up that's going to be glued to a tree? What is this thing?
No, think of something you're going to put in your house. It's going to be that size. It's going to be possibly framed.
It's a small mini silhouette.
Yeah, you know, not everything we make is huge.
Okay, well, when I think of silhouette, you know, I think of like the shadow or something. But it could be like it's like going to be the size of your hand.
A silhouette could be a silhouette of your hand, Diane.
Something small enough that could be framed. Okay, good. Yeah. All right, carry on.
All right, so those happen. The art camps are going to be happening from 10 to 1.
Mm-hmm.
After that are the dance and drama camps that Pam Conrad and the Dance Illusionists are doing. So people will need to call Pam Conrad if they're interested in the 2 to 5 camps at ME School. Those are open to everybody, and they'll work on dance, and they'll do a little drama, and it'll be lots of fun for everybody. So that's the first 2 weeks of June. Those are camps 1 and 2. The third week is camp 3, and that's going to be Native Arts Camp. And we're going to be focusing on doing story knives, a little gus buck showing, maybe some yo-yos, maybe some aguda making.
Please. Okay. Yes.
and that's going to be taught by Marie Alfred.
Cool.
And as we know, is a master carving person.
Yes.
And Nikki Colbert, who's going to be working with the sewing and maybe the aguda. So really good artisans are going to be teaching that. That's open for like 11 to 16-year-olds because they're going to be using saws and they're going to be doing, you know, a little bit more involved things.
Okay,
and then the fourth week of camp is going to be Ryan Romer, who grew up here, and Jimmy Reardon, who grew up in Tuxuk. We're focusing on home and what home is, and kids are going to be able to do designs of traditional type Alaskan theme things and putting Yupik words to what those are. And then they're going to print them on their T-shirts. They're going to be making silkscreen prints for the kids to take home.
Oh, my gosh.
It's going to be cool. And then they're also going to try to make some books. I don't know if they'll get all of that done, but they want to do bookmaking with the designs and the words and share those out. And that's going to be the last week of June. We're offering scholarships for all of these. Whoa. So need to contact Laura Ellsworth at 543-4515 about that, and she'll register you. Now, I know the first week is filling up. Second week's got space. We've got a few people signed up for the third week, and we just added this fourth week, so that's wide open. And we're thinking of ages ranging from 8 to 15, because there's a little more technical stuff involved with that.
Okay.
All right.
Now, well, you know you're up at your 5 minutes, which I took up some of, so I'm going to give you a little bit more time.
Okay, so I'm going to let Laura, because I've been talking too much. So now it's Laura's turn.
Okay.
Oh,
I've got two quick announcements. I don't know if anyone around here knows Nita Reardon. She had lived here for a long time and moved away. She's coming back to teach a class.
Oh.
She's going to do a mother-daughter doll-making class. And it's
wow.
going to happen in the end of June. And all the supplies are included, and it's going to be a low cost. So it should be a fun summer class. If people are out of work, you can bring your daughter, or it could be an auntie and a niece or anything like that. It'll be an adult and a child class. So that'll be the end of June, the 27th through the 20th. And to register for that, people will contact me. And then Nikki Corbett, who is doing the third week of art camp, is also going to tag on another Gusbuck class. And the cool thing about this one is the supplies are included, which usually doesn't happen. So that class is happening June 22nd through the 24th. It's a weekend workshop. So if you're still working over the summer, this is a great class to get in around your work hours.
And call you at?
That's a neat class.
My number is 543-4515.
4515, yes. Okay.
So thank you.
Well, you guys must be exhausted because that was a lot. There's a lot going on.
Yeah,
awesome. Keep it busy.
Thank you so much for all those activities. All right. Have a great afternoon.
You too.
Okay. And I just want to mention that tomorrow, May 26th, the library is closed. Probably for the Memorial Day weekend holiday. All right, so we have Willie Keppel on the line. Good morning, Willie. Welcome to Talkline.
Hey, good morning.
I
think I'll get 10 people online and tie up the whole show so you don't have to wait on your own turn to call. I came to town and the first flight was canceled, so I didn't get there in time. I didn't get there till late afternoon. But I sat in that ABC board meeting. And the reason they jerked AC's license, the legal reason, was because the ABC board determined that the population of Bethel had dropped so much that we only were legally allowed 2 permits. Now, I don't know where these guys got their information, but I come to town and all I see is more and more and more people, and that's after 3 decades of being there. So I'm not in favor of that. But now to get on to this local option vote. The reason we didn't go local option last time, the reason we went wet, was because with local option, the city could own the liquor store. But when you read the laws, at the time, maybe it's changed, because it's been a few years, the city would only have to have the liquor store open 4 hours in a week. 4 hours, and they could prevent you from ordering out of Anchorage. So in other words, they could put one clerk in there, and the line could be 8 miles long, but that 4 hours, that would be it. So in other words, you have to have faith in your council to run something fair and square, and I don't see anything fair and square. I listened to City Attorney Patty Burley, whom I really do like, explained to the board that the city had done everything they could think of to try and fix the problem. Well, wait a minute. First off, you didn't pass an ordinance that in the city of Bethel, if you spend 1 minute in the sleep-off center, you're not buying for a year. You just go on a list.
Mm-hmm.
The city didn't force the villages that all came in and complained to go ahead and go, all right, you guys go take a vote down there, and when you can legally give us the paperwork that says your villagers cannot buy here in Bethel, then fine, we'll back that too. And I'd be inside. That's totally supportive stuff. And so what in actuality happened was, the board shifted all the money back to Anchorage, millions and millions of dollars. You have at least 4 people over there at the liquor store that are unemployed right now, and that's money that could go around. The meeting before last, you have the chief of police, who I was really embarrassed for, having to stand in front of the city council and tell them why the services are so slow is because they don't have dispatchers. Well, when you have $1 million basically a year coming at you, throw money at the problem. Hire more cops. The population's growing. Irregardless of what the ABC board seems to think, the population's growing. Hire more cops. Put more money at it. You got the money. Go do it. To take that money and not use it, I think is about the most irresponsible, brain-dead thing the council could ever come up with. They had a lot of options, a lot of solutions that they never tried. But when you take a look at the makeup, it was a personal agenda, and that's what happens when you have for council running what they did. They overturned what the people voted. And I personally think AC ought to be suing a few of them. That's what I personally think. And because they've opened themselves wide open. Just like, where are they coming up with, oh, now you can only sell 21% or want, just even discussing it at council is illegal. They took an oath to serve the people. This is what the people voted. This is what the people want. It wasn't to go after businesses. It wasn't to be the morality cops. But that's what they are. They turned into the morality cops. Now, to change the subject real quick, while I was in town, I talked to more than a few people, and here's the rumor, and that's all I know it is a rumor, and I'd love to hear from Calista. Did a gal actually get raped? Did they pay people off to disappear? That's the question. I'd really like to know, you know, and there's a lot of other people out there asking the same thing.
All right.
So maybe Tom can explain that to us the next time Tom calls up.
Okay.
All right, that's what I got.
That's it.
Can I put 10 people in line next time,
yeah,
Diane?
Yeah, you can.
Okay,
go for
thank
it.
You.
All right.
All
bye.
Right. Yep, bye.
Well, okay, we have James from Chivac. Good morning, James. Welcome to Talk Line.
Yes, good morning. How's everything?
Good,
well, good
so far.
Good morning, James.
Yeah, and a lighter side of the taxo. Guess what? I went out egg hunting past 2 days, man. It was great.
Oh, wow. Nice.
Yeah. Next is I got to go out to the bay, get some clams.
Wow.
Yeah.
I like that.
Galaxy. You know them clams?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, but it's kind of windy out today, so I'm going to just sit it out today, even though I want to go get some clams.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, anyways, just to say that Chivac said good morning to all throughout the YK Delta.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah.
It's nice to get the Chivac
yes,
welcome.
Yes,
we appreciate
right.
that. Good morning.
Yes.
Okay, Alex, you two have a great time.
You too,
right.
Brianna, James, for calling.
Okay, bye.
Chikuyak
is on the line. Good
yes,
morning.
Good
Welcome
morning.
To Talk Line.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Yeah.
I just wanted to say something about that last caller about alcohol, city owned liquor store and stuff like that. You know, all that money that generates from the liquor can't buy back our family members that have died because of alcohol, and all that money can't console little children having to grow up in a home with that much alcohol at home. And the reason why I think a lot of people wanted to do something about what's going on in our town and in our villages is because they see all this sadness that all the money that they can make creates. I just wanted to bring that out, and because no matter how people say you can control it, and we have to see that some people can't. So which is a better way to go with all the chaos or with with the peace. Mm-hmm. Like some people are already saying that they see peace out there on the roads since mm-hmm. that one liquor store shut down. And for hearing me.
Oh, thank you for calling. Yeah. Thank you. Appreciate your call, taking time to call us.
We have an unknown name, but it's a caller from Bethel. Good morning. Welcome to Talk Line.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, good morning.
Yeah, hi, Peter. Yeah.
Oh, good morning, Liz.
Yeah, you look what my heart is in a good shape.
All right.
Not broken about that liquor store.
Mm-hmm.
Not that guy. Who wants liquor store here? Whoever wants liquor store in Bethel, when they go search and rescue, they should grab those guys away from their job for how many hours and take them with them. See mm-hmm. how it feels to be looking for body, you
mm-hmm.
know?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
It's true that I'm so happy that liquor store closed down. Mm-hmm. I almost lost one of my daughters last winter, teenager, in account of that liquor store.
Mm-hmm.
And who did help us? Did AC help on our liquor store help on their injury? No. The parents got to pay under their insurance when a kid,
mm-hmm.
when they land up in the hospital. Hospital won't take them for free now. Yeah. They'll say you have Medicaid. If they don't, they'll wind up with a big bill. And I'm not talking. You know? I'm so happy that liquor store closed down. You know why? After people drink around here, they come looking for my boys to get more liquor for them. Oh. That was a PS. Now my heart is in a good shape. Thank you very much and good morning.
Yo, good morning. Thank you very much for calling, Liz.
Oh, that's really nice mm-hmm. that people are feeling feeling good about this and
yes.
getting some relief, I think, from
yes.
the worry
that
people
feel
had.
That, yes.
Yeah. Do you want to read the email? Petra's going to read an email for us.
Huaka, I have not been able to get through on the phone. A quick update from Fish and Wildlife Service.
Oh, okay.
Fishing is now closed from the mouth of the Kuskokwim to 1 mile above Tulksak based on the ADFNG closure. There will be a 4-inch opener on May 30th. The state closures through June 11th are an agreement between Board of Fish and all the users on the Kuskokwim River in 2016. This agreement is similar to a treaty from our perspective, and we feel obligated to respect that. We also have an information line at 543-1008 that is updated as information comes out. Guyana, Rayburn.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Ray, for trying to get through and sending an email since you
mm-hmm.
couldn't.
Yes.
This is good information. So, everyone, you can call 543-1008. That's the info line on fishing closures, mesh size, probably basic information that's immediate for right now. It probably gets updated frequently, too.
Mm-hmm.
So we have Fritz from Bethel calling back. Good morning, Fritz. Welcome to Talk Line.
I'm not calling back. This is my first time calling.
Oh, sorry. You're the second Fritz of the day.
yeah. Anyways, thanks for the call. First couple of things is, you know, I too am, you know, somewhat happy that the liquor store closed. But now, but even though they say that, you know, might as well quit the job and become a bootlegger. You know, $4,000 or $5,000 a week. Man, that sounds pretty dang interesting. But, you know, it's life will be life. Lives will be lost. You know, it's, we can blame the liquor store and it's calm right now, but like they say, hopefully it's not true. It's calm before the storm. So, and B and C, I don't know what their plan is now. But they could open next week or next couple of weeks with full force. But, you know, people blaming somebody else for their own actions, you know, that's not right. Even the holy rollers, you know, they're going to blame somebody else instead of the person that killed themselves by drinking. You know, they're going to blame somebody else, mm-hmm. but not their own actions. You know, somebody's got to start owning up to their own actions. Yeah, alcohol was the perpetrator for killing somebody, but it was their own choice.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a disease.
Well, there's.
I have a problem with drinking, mm-hmm. and I stay away from it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm an alcoholic. I'll say that.
Mm-hmm. Well,
but it's my choice to whether drink or not. It's my choice. Is it? Do I call it a disease? No. It's my choice.
It's different for other people.
If you have a headache, what do you take? Ibuprofen. Everybody's the same.
Well,
you know, we might be different, but it's not a disease.
Well,
I have a choice to quit drinking. I'll stay away from it. If I feel like drinking, if the time comes, I'll probably drink.
Okay.
I'll probably regret it. I know I regret it. But for somebody to not own up their own actions, that's stupidity. Mm-hmm. They're calling themselves, they're blaming somebody else for their own stupid actions. And it's not nobody's fault except their own fault for drinking. And yet they're going to blame somebody else. Next, they're going to blame the bootleggers. Next, they're going to blame AC for selling them hairspray or Lysol or Crisco or whatever to make them drunk.
Hmm.
It's their own fault for drinking.
Okay. All right.
And then, you know, back to fishing. Hopefully everybody will be satisfied this year with king salmon and whatnot. It's going to be another year of, I don't know, I'll just leave it at that. But hopefully, one more thing. Curfew. There is an ordinance at the city municipal codes that the city of Bethel will not follow yet again, for 30, 40 years, 50, 60 years, that city of Bethel police department will not follow. There is a curfew for people that are in high school or elementary or junior high that 11 o'clock in the summer times or midnight.
Uh-huh.
And we're going to have kids wandering around 4, 5 o'clock in the morning.
So we're up at about the 5 minutes. So.
And what's the city of Bethel going to do about it? They got to start enforcing their curfew laws.
Okay.
And
let's go
to the city of Bethel and let them know about it.
Okay. Thank you, Fritz. Okay. Now, just don't want to take up his time with this, but there is actually from like the American like psychiatric and psychological and then the federal government in terms of addiction, it is recognized as an illness, as a disease, and it is not a simple matter. It's very complex, and it's also a community issue, not just an individual issue. So I just wanted to put that out there. So I don't know, is Wilson still on the line from beautiful downtown Bethel?
Oh, yeah.
Excuse me, Wilson.
yeah.
Good morning.
Yeah,
you're on Talk Line.
I'll hold for an hour if I have to.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you for your patience.
That's how dedicated I am to a beautiful downtown Bethel and putting in my two cents worth.
Awesome.
Okay.
All right. Welcome.
Hey, good morning, Wilson.
You've been thinking about a little fish camp, dry rack, smokehouse for how many years, and I finally got off my slough and made one because we had so much smelt, you know, thanks to all the smelters, you know, my daughters, my family, myself, you know, my uncle Chris for taking me out, you know, stuff like that. So I have a nice drying rack, fish rack. I'm even ready for salmon, too. That's nice. And it'll be lickety-split to make a little smokehouse operable, you know, because my mom has one right behind her house, and it's cute, but it still works, you know, in housing. Speaking about my mom, I don't know how you guys are, but the way I am today, my mom's traveling, and she's in Anchorage or somewhere, and I'm worried about her.
What?
You know what I mean? I'm worried about my mom, even though she's my mom. And it brings me back to how much time I caused worry, you know, for her because of my drinking and my choice to drink. You know, I caused a lot of worry and loss of sleep and, you know, winter nights, winter, you know. I could have died multiple times out there because of my drunkenness, you know.
Yeah.
But, five more days, it's going to be, actually four more days, today the 25th. Four more days, it's going to be 27 years of no drinking.
Good for
and
you.
Oh my
no
gosh.
Drugs.
Good for you.
See, and I value that time that I have. And I do what I can to try to encourage others to, you know, make good choices. Just like the previous caller said, you know, it's their choice. When they're ready, they're ready.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I can't believe it, but there are some out there who just said, okay, I had enough, and through prayer and their decision, they're doing it. You know, and people got to hear it, you know, especially in that people that go AA, they need to hear, you don't really have to go through treatment. When you decide you're done, you're done. And then share how you're keeping from drinking. You know, like, I keep busy. Every day I have something to do. You know, there's no slack time in my life. I'm speaking for myself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, on my slack day, I create something to do that needed to be done anyway. So that's my key and suggestion to people out there who are, you know, have approached me saying, how have you done it? How come you're sober and I'm not? You know, I just do what I have to do, you know. I kind of leave the term dummies. I leave those dummies alone that I used to hang out with that, you know, I no matter what, I always would drink with them. So instead of hanging out with them, I, you know, for a while there, I felt like a loner. Mm. You know, I felt like alone. But it seemed like when it comes to the police department, I'll say one thing about the police department. It seemed like if you're on duty, it seemed like it should be a rule. They have their body cam on if they have that cam thing on. But I've run into so many people that said before they speak to an officer, even just on the side, a lot of times they see them turn it off and then say unbelievable things, like not even there to protect and serve. So it seemed like it should be the rule or the law or a requirement for them to keep their body cam on so they can't dispute what people are saying about they said this, they said that, you know. Mm-hmm. But anyway, go ahead.
Oh, I just didn't know if you were talking about Bethel City Police. Turn off their body cams?
Yeah, their body cam, things. So
and then say terrible things?
Yeah, I mean, not terrible. They dispute. Like, how could you say this is what's going on? How do you know?
Okay.
You know, and if it was, like, if you have a minor and you're trying to defend your minor, they said, well, she caused it herself by choosing to drink, and she asked for it herself, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah.
If somebody was wronged and they have their body cam on and they're saying it was her fault, she puts herself in that situation, that's not the right thing to say to a concerned parent, you know?
Yeah, and
but
I
that's
hope...
What I've, that's what I've heard happen out there, and the best of police are doing that.
I hope that gets reported to the police chief.
Yeah.
The incidents like that.
But
so
anyway,
we're up at 5 minutes, so...
Yeah, I hope you guys all have a beautiful day on this Friday, because... I don't know. I just love KYUK. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you.
Kleana Wilson.
All right. We have Barbara. Mm-hmm. Thank you for waiting, Barbara. You're on the air. You're welcome to Talk Line.
Good morning.
Thank you. Good morning, Diane, Peter, Petra, and everyone.
Mm-hmm. Yay. Hello.
Yes.
I want to say what a fine, awesome, God-given Friday morning we have today.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Thank you to our precious Jesus.
All right. Mm-hmm. Very nice, Barbara. Thank you.
There must be a lot of happy people out there that are outdoors.
I think so.
Yeah, I just want to say such a beautiful sound of silence and golden-looking roads looking so clean out there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, nice, yeah.
Since Tuesday when we drive down the road, it looks like trash been picked up. Tree has been limbed.
Mm-hmm.
You could just see the difference out there.
Yes.
And I'm so happy that the kids are out there playing, having fun.
Yes, that's what I noticed too.
People are walking around, not looking around to see if there's anything going on around them. They know there's. Well, that's my thought. Mm-hmm. I'd feel safer walking around out there now.
True, yeah, yes. I hear you.
And I know there's a lot of people feeling safer walking into the stores, too.
I think so, yeah.
I usually looked around myself as I was walking into the store, just being afraid that I might be attacked. I know there's a lot of that was going on.
Mm-hmm.
But now... The roads are just so golden looking, and
the golden roads of Bethel.
When I heard that, when I got the word that Tuesday evening, we were out at the boat harbor, got the word told to me, and I had to holler. I don't know how far away that holler was heard, but I want to say, have a safe Memorial weekend. Share a hug that fits all, comes in all sizes, shareable and free. Give a smile, boat owners. Make sure all your boaters that are with you on the boat to have a life jacket. Safe Memorial Weekend.
Yes.
Thank you.
Diane, hug your critters.
I will. They appreciate that, Barbara. Thank you.
Have a good day.
Okay. Good morning. Thank you.
Good morning. All right. So next we have Ruth Yvonne. Good morning, Ruth. Welcome to the Talk Line.
Hi, good morning. Mm,
good morning.
Yeah, with a disabled husband who can't hunt. And for 2 years, my son who drinks. I think he just went hunting only 2 times. But now he's hunting every day.
Wow.
I just want to thank God. I'm sorry I'm emotional because I'm so happy even got a feel.
Kleana, Jesus, yes.
Wow.
He already went this morning again because of the black specs. He likes black specs. He went just once or twice last year, but he's going every day.
Wow.
And they're catching some. We even gave away some to my aunties and my friends. I'm too thankful.
I'm so glad for you.
And all those bootleggers, we don't see them. We don't see them getting rich. They'll never get rich. They won't. Whatever they bought always breaks down. Because it's almost like blood money. That's all I have to say. Bye.
Kleana, thank you very much. Yes. We're going to go right on to the next caller. Yvonne, good morning, Yvonne Waska, Bethel.
Good morning. Simply put,
yes.
Community of Bethel and the surrounding villages have no place for a liquor store and a marijuana store. It doesn't work here.
Okay.
And like I said before, generations of family are being raised here. And people are coming in and making best of their home with their children. And with that, they bring their good family values on raising a family. And the community of Bethel and the surrounding villages pulled together at that meeting. I thank them very much from the heart. Together we can make a difference. Like you said, we still have to go to the polls.
In October.
And yeah, in October.
Yep.
But with that, and this ain't the first time the city council, I thank them very much, and the mayor, this ain't the first time they helped. And to clarify that, and the old record meetings from way back then, it's there. But, Brianna, and I recall last week I was complaining on the King Salmon closure on U.S. Fish and Wildlife. Now I know why I received a darling newsletter. U.S. Fish and Wildlife is for that mine. And that's not fair. They know the big impact they're going to have out here on the Kuskokwim, on everything, all living things. It's that poison up there, the tailings pond break, the barge activity, and the more poison they're going to bring in, and the discharging of water.
Yeah, that's a concern.
What was that?
Oh, I just said that is a concern. That's a important concern.
Yeah, the opening of that mine is it's not good for our area. We hardly depend on the Kuskokwim for food. And at least they should give us an opening on King Salmon and that Anchorage commercial fishing and all that's happening over there. That tells me a lot. There's enough for everybody. But we could still go by not having to fish with that 50 fathoms no more and just use half a net and at least give us that tradition back and culture. And that's our first food anyway. And we have to get through these fish drying months so we could store food for the long winter months that are coming ahead. And this fish drying weather is very important to us. And in closing, we honor Dave Johnson and crew for upkeeping that memorial graveyard up there. And my dad and uncle is up there. And we honor veterans for giving us this freedom, what we're enjoying today, wartime, non-wartime, and the women. And this Memorial Day, like my friend Gary Turner said, it is going to be a Memorial Day to remember. And Guyana, for testifying, and together we can make a difference.
Yes.
Thank you. Guyana,
good morning.
Yeah, Guyana Cheknach. Thank you very much, Ivan.
Okay, we have a... are you going to read the email? Petra's going to read an email, and then after that, we're going to go to John Carter. So hang on, John.
This is an anonymous email. Thank the Creator that the March of the Zombies is quarantined. For now, let's embrace the entirety of our amazing culture with subsistence. Also, let's be considerate of the salmon runs and their future.
Okay. Not sure what they're referring to. What is March of the Zombies? I don't know what they're referring to. Walking Dead, the show? I think I missed that. Okay, we're going to go to John Carter.
Yes.
Welcome to Talkline, John.
Morning, John.
Good morning.
Yes, good morning. This is John Carter. I'm calling from East Alaska.
Okay.
Good morning.
Yes, I'd like to talk about what has inspired on the part where the legal system comes in as for one nepotism, as you can tell, it was mentioned by one of the previous callers concerning Telstra Corporation. For example, if I was the one who's doing the lawsuit, even though I was vying to be on the board, it would never go away. Even though I realized what I've done would have hurt something that I would be running for, and that is to be on the board of Telstra, especially if the retainer has already been done as the law requires, that it would be there until the verdict has been reached. I may have been the cousin, the relative, neighbor. That does not make any difference. Law says that the system has to have a legal system to represent them. The retainer having been put in place already, there's no way of rescinding. We're stuck with it. The person who have done something like that may tend to change his mind of not doing it no more, but he's stuck with it. Mm-hmm. One of your callers mentioned about this, but according to my understanding, something was missing. No offense, caller. One must always have to explain to avoid confusion. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you, John. Next, we have Bob. Good morning, Bob. Welcome to TalkLine.
Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
Good morning. For those of you who may have missed the city council meeting on the radio Tuesday, I wanted to catch you up a little bit.
Okay.
As some of you may know, the city council postponed the meeting from 6:30 to about 7:30. And I think they probably lost a lot of listeners and apparently at least one person who showed up for the meeting in person. That in itself, I think, is a... Hello?
Hello?
You're still on.
Oh, you're still on. Yeah, go ahead.
I hit something on the phone here. That in itself, I think, is an abrogation of their responsibility. If they have a meeting at 6:30, it should be at 6:30. If they want to go to another meeting, then they should have postponed the meeting entirely or excuse themselves. But for those people who did not hear the meeting, there was an action that I think was one of the most disgusting things that I've heard in the many years that I've listened to the council, and that was a motion to deny the person who applied for the council seat the opportunity to be heard and seated.
They voted that down?
Ultimately they did.
But
the fact that they considered it, that there was a motion that was made and seconded, and they debated it, I think shows you something about the character of these people on the council, at least the ones who were in favor of that. You know, you had a member of the community, and this is a person who's taken a keen interest in this community for many years, has tried to get on the council, has always been denied, and she was the only one who applied.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they set up a procedure. Anyone could apply. And then when she applied, they said, well, wait a minute, maybe we should open this up again. I think there's an obvious prejudice there. And that really is a violation of their oath, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's, it's an insult to that person, and it's an affront to this community. If you have a procedure and you open it up, and no one but this one person applies, and I can see why people wouldn't want to be on this council, but that person does, and then they try not to even consider her application. You know, I think it's like I said, I think it's disgusting, and I think these people have violated their oath of office, and I think they ought to resign. Fortunately, we had three people, Leif Albertson, Thor Williams and Mark Springer, who voted against that, and because there were only six people, it was a tie and it failed. But it's just outrageous. Mm-hmm. And I hope the community is aware of this. Mm-hmm. But again, mm-hmm. because the meeting was postponed, I think a lot of people turned the radio on, found there was no meeting, and then didn't hear that debate. So that's pretty much all I have to say today. Yeah. But remember this in October, if you feel as I do that these people really failed in their responsibility.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
And that's all I have to say.
Well, we appreciate your call, Bob.
Yep.
Thank you.
Thanks, bye.
Brianna, thank
all
you.
Right. Yeah, I think the city council meeting ran a little bit later mm-hmm. that day because of the alcohol board that was there. Okay, next we have Sharon Williams from Neboskiak. Hi, Sharon. Welcome to Talkline.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
I'm calling to thank the people up and down the Kuskokwim River who went to that meeting on May 22 with the Alcohol Control Board. I thank them all. I heard it was a long meeting. Unfortunately, I couldn't attend that meeting. I was out of town. But I heard a lot of good things about that meeting. Mm-hmm. From the bottom of my heart, I thank everyone who attended that meeting.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
Yes.
Yeah, I know your community was affected by that, so
mm-hmm.
good. All right, Sharon, thank you for calling.
Yes, yesterday I want to share I was in Bethel mm-hmm. late evening, and it was so nice to see Bethel. I could see people walking around happy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I didn't see one intoxicated person. I'm
wow.
so happy for Bethel.
Yeah, good.
Yes.
There's a lot of sobriety mm-hmm. in the region. There really is. So
mm-hmm.
it's good when we see it, and it feels good
That's
to see
right.
it. Yeah. Thank you,
yes.
Sharon.
Okay.
It's important. Well, thanks
Bye.
For calling, Sharon.
Yeah.
Appreciate that. You know, our time is...
Oh, we're going to just announce here that Chilista offices will be closing today at 2 p.m. and will be closed on Monday in honor of Memorial Day. So get to the offices before 2 today, or then they'll be open again on Tuesday in their regular... Okay, so, and it looks like... Do we have a final caller? They have about 3 minutes from... It just says Neboskiak. So, welcome to the show.
Yes, good morning. I'm glad about those people that are glad about closing the liquor store. And the other thing, I really want to know what's going on with the food stamp benefits. I know everybody can't have smells for breakfast, smells for lunch, smells for dinner. But yeah. Thank
Snack
you.
Time.
And I just want to know what's going on. Even though I call them on their phone, the front desk don't even answer. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
All right.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. You know, the time went fast.
I know.
Yes.
It's like
you know,
the end of it. Here we go. Our music's coming on. Time for us to dance on out of here.
We appreciate everyone that called in today.
Thank you.
We enjoyed hearing from everyone that called.
Yes.
And we're so... where if everything go well, and next week, be looking forward to next week again on Friday.
Yes.
We'll have another KYUK talk line.
Thank you.
Brianna Chakra. Thank you very much. Be safe out there. And